This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, happy Bit Season Day, everyone. This is Drab T-Shirt.
This is Matt Valdez. We got a great show in store for everybody.
Yeah. Episode 162. Feeling a little loosey-goosey here, Valdez.
I know. We had a pre-show meeting.
Maybe we're just fired up for the Four Nations final tonight.
I'm a little excited.
Mike Marr was disappointed today that we did not talk enough about the Four Nations. He asked it 100 times. You think USA can do it?
You know who Mike Marr reminds me of? Mike Marr reminds me of some kid who is 20, just out of college, all right? So he's like 22, 23, 24 years old. And then all of a sudden gets bitten by the patriotism bug after 9/11 and then starts enlisting to go to Afghanistan.
I think what he's been bitten by is the sports gambling bug. Yeah, I think that's got a tux in him.
That's who he reminded me of, is a guy who's been watching too much CNN and getting excited to enlist.
Yeah, that's possible. By the way, I know we talked about Mar last week, but coming tomorrow on the Junkies, episode 2 of the
Mike Marr Movie Mania.
I forget what we called it. I thought we had a good name for it. His throwback movie reviews.
Throwback movie review.
And you know what? I think we can tell the biddies what he's going to review. A teaser for you.
Okay. Encourage people to listen.
Mike Marr tomorrow is going to review Heat.
the 90s classic.
You know, Lurch Pop is going to love that.
You know, anything to get Jason involved.
Yeah. In fact, he kind of, I think, maybe ricked Valdez and I a little bit. I'm going to give you another little preview. I think the phrase he used was the most complete movie I've ever seen.
Didn't you think I had a great counterpoint when he said that to us?
Yes, you did.
I told Mar, I said, It's a fantastic movie, has a lot of quotable lines and a lot of great scenes, but in order to be one of the most complete movies and greatest movies you've seen and on your bucket list / Mount Rushmore, is that you got to remember every detail about it. And I was a little fuzzy on details on Heat.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Great shootout scene.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll tell you all about the shootout scene.
So look, biddies, there's your tip, or there's your insight. Tomorrow, Mike Marr will review Heat, and I'm guessing it's going to be a very positive review.
I don't want to spoil it, but I think he told me that was the first Al Pacino movie he's ever seen.
Well, again, he's just getting started.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that will be it. He was also disappointed. I did tell Marr. I go, he goes, what time am I going tomorrow?
Okay.
And I said,
as keeper of the gate?
I'm keeper of the gate. And I'm like, well, you know, if Kevin comes on, Kevin will be on at 7.
You got to space it out.
I said, space it out. Let's do you. I think we did you later in the show. Let's
We did him at 9 last time.
I said, let's do you at 9:25.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, you just gave me the worst segment. And I'm like, what? I
go, but bro, 9:25,
that's the best segment, especially on a Friday.
Yeah,
it's a nice long segment. The final segment's a wash, right? There you got 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
At 9:25, they're loose.
Especially on a Friday, they're loose.
It's a Friday loose. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Everyone's working from home and they're watching you on TV.
They're burnt out on the sports topics.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. Like, that is a prime slot.
So you got them fired up?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
I go, that's when we book the comedians. They'll come in usually 9:20 on Fridays. That's a great bit season spot right there, Mike.
I know. I'm looking forward to
you,
it.
What do you want them to do it at 6:20 and then be half asleep?
No. Great point.
So Mar, you know, new movie reviewer for the Junkies. Kevin's like also been very hit or miss recently.
What do you mean in terms of availability?
It's not that Kevin hasn't, every once in a while I'll tell Kevin, like, nah, it's not a good week.
Right.
Commander playoffs, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, last week, Kevin didn't see, there was like a Captain America or Kate movie that came out. He didn't see it.
There's a new Marvel.
Kevin's busy. Kevin's blowing up. He's, you know, a superstar on Reels. So I don't know, whatever. Kevin didn't see Captain America last week. So I'm like,
Reels are hot right now.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a different vibe between Kevin's reviews and Mar's reviews.
Explain that to me. What do you mean a different vibe?
Well, like, Mar's the hot new chick.
Oh.
Different angle. And so
right.
The guys are super into his reviews. At least they kind of were through 1 week.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think it's going to continue?
And everyone knows, for the most part, how the guys kind of, for lack of a better phrase, kind of check out during Kevin's reviews. Now, I think the audience still likes Kevin's reviews, uh-huh. And he's a staple on the show, and I have no interest, and neither does Valdez, or the guys have any interest in getting rid of Kevin, but you never know. Kevin might leave us someday.
Yeah, go on to bigger and better things.
I think
we stumbled into a fantastic segment, because all anyone talks about is how movies suck now. Like, they don't make them like they used to. Mm-hmm. All it is just sequels or redos of everything that's coming out. And we've stumbled into somebody who hasn't watched a single movie in the 90s. And now we're just doing reviews of those movies.
Look, it's got a limited shelf life. But if it gets us...
No, but we found a rocket ship.
No. Here's what we need from Mike Marr. We need 26 movie reviews or whatever it is. We need him to get us the football season.
26 reviews.
Okay. We probably won't do Mike Marr's classic movie reviews in September on a Friday, right?
Right. Fair.
But we just got to, it's bit season. We're trying new things out. By the way, did we even do Stop Ricking Me today?
It was
on the rundown. No. They weren't it. So one weekend, Stop Ricking Me already being shelved. I don't know. It was on the rundown. I can't remember what we did at that segment today. But,
what time?
9:25, I think. 9:20, 9 a.m. I don't remember. No, Skin was it was
Skin's
after
at 9, and then 9:20. What did they talk about after that?
I don't remember. I think AWOD.
Oh yeah, AWOD called it.
Yeah, AWOD sent a very nice text today. He was asking how his segment went, and he said, "I've been on the radio for 2 years. I've talked to all kinds of." What do you say here? I've done my own radio show for more than 2 years. Weekends in DC, TV, Radio Row, but nothing gets me jacked up like a good call on the Junkies.
Hey, I don't know if I like the fact of Adam being our bracketologist.
Why? I think he's earned it.
No, I think he has.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about his knowledge or content or anything like that. It's the fact, it's how the Junks treat him.
Well, they give him the BDK treatment.
Yes. What he says just is, it's invalid because he's AWOD.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always be AWOD to the Junks.
That is a problem, but why doesn't Clank David have that?
Because I don't know, because he's super successful.
Is Clank David coming on the show tomorrow? I got to check with JP about that. I don't know if JP invited him, but
no, Adam's shtick too was also being aloof slash stupid. You know what I mean?
It's hard to make that transition.
Yes, it's hard to make that transition into somebody who is taken seriously when you're already the show pinata, show clown.
All right, but Adam knows a lot about.
No, he does.
But does Adam know who Walter Clayton Jr. is from Florida? You know what I mean? Could he tell me about SEC basketball?
Or is he just the local?
Or is he just locked in on UVA, a bunch of bad basketball teams in the state of Virginia?
It's a good point. We'll have to test him out a little bit.
But I think he's earned it.
No, I think so too. I think he might know more than Jason in terms of local college basketball.
I think he might. Right now, I mean, he talks college basketball on a show
nonstop,
probably second behind the Commanders.
Yeah, and he's doing mm-hmm. pre and post game stuff for Atlantic 10.
It's
teams.
A different market, and they're highly involved in college.
Hey, I love Adam. Did you know he just has nuggets every time?
That was his nugget.
That his dad fought special ed.
I did know that. Yeah, I mean, I know, but forgot
was that
about
ever
it,
something on the
it
show?
It's never highlighted, and you can't can't make fun of it. There's nothing. Adam's a goofball and intellectually challenged. It seems at times, and his dad is special ed teacher.
The irony there. Yeah. And then also, I didn't know they played as a tandem against one person.
Well, I played him.
I know.
You can do that in tennis. If you're just hitting back and forth, there's games you can play.
And also, I didn't know Maury was a tennis instructor.
Yeah. But Maury's 70, I think, 78 years old.
I know. It was years ago.
No, I played him like a couple months ago. In
him
the summertime.
Solo or?
No, I played Maury and Adam. They were on one side of the court.
Gotcha.
And they played me. And I smoked them. But Maury, again, is like 78 years old.
Yeah.
And Adam, he's got rashes all over his body.
He's got eczema.
So I don't know how fair it was. Sorry, that was an unneeded shot, Adam. I know Adam's going to listen to this show on his way to the gym later. He always says, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to listen.
Hey, I like how Adam calls you out for rage quitting.
I did the first time we ever played.
I know as my work wife. I know that's a thing of yours, and I know that's your bugaboo.
Mm-hmm. I've smashed plenty of tennis rackets in my day, or thrown them over the fence and walk off.
Yeah, you have anger issues sometimes, especially when it revolves around competition.
I can be a bit of a loose cannon. it's happened.
Hey, speaking of my work wife, Drab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I need to let the biddies know that Drab secretly wants to be me.
You're such a liar.
I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but this is the first time in show history and our work relationship that Drab and I will be vacationing together.
Now, this is news probably...
to our boss.
Our boss, Chris Conner, who also thanks for the support and listens to Bit Season all the time. We have been told that we are not allowed to take vacations together. And we have not. In the 12 years I've been on the show.
Yes. If you go through the history 15, of the show, the history of the show, Drab and I have never been off at the same time. We've always staggered our vacations.
Even Christmas, right?
Yep. Yeah. We're given certain weeks where you have to be in, and then I come in after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Usually I give Drab the entire week of Christmas because I use up all my vacation beforehand.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But explain why we're not allowed to vacation at the same time.
Well, I just think that bringing in a producer for a show with this many moving parts.
It's hard to do.
It's hard to do with all the four guys and managing their personalities, especially if they're all here and the one, both of us are not.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it. I've never really had any problem with it. And you and I have always worked it out the years.
We've scheduled accordingly every single year, it feels like.
But here's the thing. I don't want to be you. I'm going to hurt your feelings here for a second, but it is the truth. I didn't even think about you. It didn't even cross my mind.
That is the biggest lie.
I'm telling you, it's not a lie. I didn't even think about you.
That is the biggest bold-faced lie I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
So why don't you tell our listeners what happened?
Yes. This was an accidental booking. Okay? But what's done is done, and I don't know how to fix it at this point. All right, so I've told you before, you guys have known before, I think I've shared before, that my parents, I don't get to see them a lot, but one of the things they take a lot of pride in is putting together these trips for their five kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Vacations. They're the vacation kings. They're the vacation kings of Marriott.
Right now, the last 2 or 3 years, they joined a vacation Marriott Vacation Club. And so they got destinations around the world. And my dad, I don't know, went crazy a few years ago and bought, he's an executive member. He's got points coming out of his ears.
I get it, because Wacky Jackie's parents are a part of the same club.
I don't even understand it. My dad loves it.
And they have points flying out of their ears. They're just handing points to everybody. They can do whatever they want.
And good for my parents. They worked hard for many, many years. My mom just retired. She's 74 years old. Right,
I mean,
they just like to work, yeah. Right? So they got some extra income right now, and they're lighting it on fire. They're going to Hawaii, in April with one of my other siblings, or two of my siblings, and their families. And so, my dad was always like, "Well, I want to, make sure we're getting out to you every year or every other year, and we're taking a vacation together with your family." And one of the places that he's always wanted to go, and he's been tantalized by,
is
Hilton Head.
All right.
Now look, I've been on the record many times. I don't see the fascination about South Carolina.
You're actually anti South Carolina.
I've never even set foot in South Carolina.
You think like 20 square miles of the state is golden. Everything else, dump.
When I think of South Carolina, I think of boom jokes. Okay?
You think of south of the border,
I think of Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right?
Center of the state. Central South Carolina.
Right. You guys think of the beautiful beaches, and I'm sure they are, but I've just never been, so it's not on...
Your frame of reference isn't...
Right.
The beach isn't Kiowa, isn't... Folly Beach, isn't Hilton Head, none of that.
No, it's just the rural South Carolina, farmland, cotton fields, things like that. So my dad was like, this place is impossible to book. One of the places down there,
It's impossible to book.
And so my dad comes to me a few weeks ago and he goes, "I got it. I figured it out. I got it.
Eureka moment.
Yeah. He goes, "I booked us a night. Or I booked us a week, right? So they're going to fly out here and I'll drive down there." And he goes, "The date is September 9th through the 15th. And I go, "Dad, I can't go. I've told you this.
Hey, if you would have went to Hilton Head September 9th to the 15th, I would have strangled you on it.
I know. The principle is... That's the first week of the NFL, right? I'm gonna be here. Come hell or high water, I'll be at work first week as the producer with you on the Junkies. But I was also recently named brand manager of a sports radio station. The guy helping program the station can't be out of town for week one of the NFL with Jaden Mania going. It just can't happen, and I refuse to be a part of that. So I told my dad, I go, "That's not going to work." And he goes, "Fine, we'll just... Blake and Tinsley, we'll go down there, something like that. We'll come and get them.
Papa day."
And I said, "Dad, let me." I go. "People cancel all the time," and so he goes at 6 a.m. He goes, "Let me give you my login, right?" And he goes at 6 a.m. when the day every day it refreshes, he goes, "Log on and let me know if there's any open dates." Right, you see if anyone cancels. Okay. So for like a few days, I did it. Nothing was showing up. And then 2 days ago, I logged on and I saw there were five nights available. Okay, whatever it was. Maybe it was six nights. May 9th through the 15th. I called my parents. I woke them up. It was like 3:15 in the morning there.
They thought you were in a car accident.
They thought I was in a car wreck. They go, is everything okay? Everything okay? What's going on? I go, relax. I was laughing. I go, this is not an emergency. I can't believe I'm calling you for this.
But you were excited.
I was excited. And I go, I don't know what else to do. There's an opening in May at Hilton Head. They go, oh my God.
Mike, hop on that.
Mike, get up, get up. Get onto the computer. And so they rush to the computer in the middle of the night to book the vacation, to swap the dates or whatever they do.
Right.
From September to May. Lock it in. It won't be available again, right? It was a miracle these things popped up. So I come back to the studio, all swag walking, going, I'm going to Hilton Head.
Drab does this stupid thing where like he's skipping through the hall with his tongue out like he's Michael Jordan.
Yep.
You always tell he's got something up his sleeve when he's doing that walk.
I go, I'm Mr. New Hilton Head, Valdez.
By the way, he said, I never think of you during Hilton Head. He goes, I'm Mr. New Hilton Head.
Right. Okay, I'm Mr. Hilton Head. So then I sit down and I'm looking at you. And it's like the wheels are turning. I'm like, oh, I think Valdez goes to Hilton Head in May. I didn't even check with you. And I go, Matt, when are you going to Hilton Head?
I leave for my golf trip Sunday, May 4th. Then I leave Wednesday for Hilton Head after the golf trip.
What is the day of that?
I leave May 7th, and then I return Sunday, May 11th, Mother's Day.
So I think Valdez and I...
We overlap.
That is actually not as bad as I thought, but we will definitely be in Hilton Head at the same time. Yeah. Now I also didn't realize how far of a drive it is. I'm not flying down there, so I'm going to have to suck it up and drive like 10 hours to Hilton Head.
Yes, and I fly into Savannah and then do the 45-minute drive.
Am I going to see you down in Hilton Head?
We can arrange it. Here's the island isn't big enough for the two of us.
I honestly don't know the first thing. I've come to the understanding it's not a party. It's not like Ocean City.
No.
Thank God. It's the
farthest thing from Ocean City.
I think this is why I might like it, because I'm a Cannon Beach in Oregon kind of guy. Remote beaches, not a lot of bells and whistles. It's just you and the ocean breeze.
Well, there's going to be a billion people there.
I don't like that.
Hilton Head's gotten very popular. Here's,
okay, I don't like that.
We have to meet
what
up.
What are people doing all day down there?
They're at the beach all day, or they're golfing, or they're riding their bike around the island.
My parents don't have golf clubs. Why is that always like the second thing that people say about Hilton Head?
Why?
There's nothing else going on. Every time I talk to someone about Hilton Head, they always say, are you going to ride your bike?
Well, you ride your bike around the island.
Why would I ride my bike around the island? Around the whole island? It's so small.
Well, you know, it's not the whole island.
Or is it like on the boardwalk?
No, it's not on the boardwalk.
Is there a boardwalk?
No, there's like, it's not a boardwalk, but on Caligny Beach. Okay. There's this kind of wooden thing at this circle. There's no boardwalk in Hilton Head.
But we have to
meet up, because everyone will question our friendship if we're, you know, 900 miles away from work and we don't meet up. But I don't know.
Are you going with your parents?
Yeah, my parents. My parents are down there for 3 weeks, and so after golf,
what
I'm just
happens
go down
if
there.
Your parents and my parents have a dinner and they go to dinner together? Like, that would be so weird.
What do you mean?
That would be so uncomfortable.
I couldn't take it.
That would be so weird.
I could think about is I'm staring at your mom, thinking about her dragging you to the police station as a child.
Yeah, you could find out a lot about me.
I don't know if I want that.
I wouldn't want that either. That would be so. That'd be like me going out to your parents, like dinner with your girlfriend for the first time. You know what I mean?
Like, that would just awkward.
My work wife.
So what? Yeah, it's about time you met your work wife's in-laws. So where Drab is located on the island?
Where am I located?
You're located more toward north towards. The end of the island.
Okay.
I am located like in Shipyard, which is more south, a little closer to Sea Pines. You're a little farther away from
Sea Pines. Is it all nice, or is there like a dump dumpy part of Hilton Head.
Well, there's got to be a place where the workers stay.
No, so I'm guessing that's the shipyard. Am I at the Big Silly part?
I don't know. We love our plantation. I don't know if you can say that anymore. But it's a shipyard plantation.
Oh, that's new. It's a plantation. Okay. But it's an old plantation.
They might have gotten rid of the plantation word out. Mm-hmm. But that's where we stay.
Why is Mike Marr screaming Giuseppe's Pizza all week? What's Giuseppe's Pizza?
I've never heard of Giuseppe's in my life.
And how many times have you been to Hilton Head?
I've gone to Hilton Head since I was 16 years old.
Today he brought it up for the third time, and he goes, "I need you to stand out, take a picture outside that restaurant, and hold up the number one finger."
He loves the ranch dressing.
And he goes, "The ranch dressing."
What are we gonna do? Are we just going to meet up on the beach? Or are we gonna go?
Here's what we're gonna do.
We're gonna go to Jim's Tiki Bar.
No, we're gonna meet up for happy hour.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to one of those places that you want to quit here to go.
You want me to show you our future employment? Yeah, I'll show you.
I want you to show me where we're going to pour beers together. Okay. All right. We also almost bought a coffee shop at one point somewhere in Hilton Head.
Hey, you're like Tom Cruise and I'm like a Coughlin.
Yeah, okay.
Cocktail. All right.
Like
I'm going to show you exactly where.
Show me the ropes.
I'm going to show you exactly where we're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it. It's called Tiki Bar. Now, it's a little far from you.
All right, here's the one thing I need to know about Hilton Head, okay?
Okay.
I'm not an all-day beach guy, right? Uh-huh. I like to pop in and pop out, get me out there. And now with kids, it might be a little different. But even when I went to Ocean City with the girls last summer,
we
spent like an hour, 90 minutes tops on the beach, and then we went back inside.
Okay.
It's not one of those places where I got to fight for some square footage, is it?
No.
Where I got to get out there at 6 a.m.
No, lay my blanket out and chairs and everything.
Especially in May.
It's not going to happen. Right. Now, Hilton Head does get crowded now in the summer. Okay. Never used to be that way, but it's gotten very popular.
There'll be plenty of land to frolic out there on the beach. Okay, great.
Yes.
All right. Ocean City was a little overwhelming, to be honest.
They couldn't be any more different.
All right, cool.
Are you going to take your girls on a dolphin tour?
I'm open to that, but it doesn't sound like... the thing I liked about Ocean City, and no offense, as trashy as it was all the activities that you could do all day long. Alley-oops and the boardwalk what's the horse island?
I hated that. Yeah.
All right.
what's the one place? I sent you to Frontier Town. You hated that.
Yeah. Frontier Town. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't take any of my suggestions.
I am visiting all your vacation spots.
I've said this a billion times. Drab has to usurp from me.
You might be onto something.
he takes my trainer. Mm-hmm. He takes my vacation spots.
You might be onto something. It's getting hard to refute that. All right.
I mean, there's a lot of evidence against you. But okay. here's the real question.
Yeah.
All right. We've done a lot of speculating of our time down there together.
Mm-hmm.
What it's going to be like when our parents meet. Our happy hours together.
That is actually making me uncomfortable thinking about that.
I know exactly why it makes you uncomfortable, because it's the same way. Because our parents will probably yap and tell stories, and then knowing you file it away just like I do, and then we're going to use it on air.
I can't keep track of all the lies I've told you over the years.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
He never did that.
Here's what we need to get to. What's going to happen when the kibosh is put on this? Because I've already paid for my golf trip. Mm-hmm. I've already paid for my flight.
Nah, I think we can make it work. Now that you told me the dates, the 7th through the, 13th?
I come Wednesday to Sunday.
Yeah, see, I'm Friday to, so maybe there's only 1 or 2 days that we're gone together. And I think we earned the trust to put that show together. And make sure all the spots are taken care of and everything, that I think it will be fine.
Okay.
All right. Plus, I didn't really have a choice. Like, it was the only opening they had. And my parents are dying to go to Hilton Head. So,
They must have been listening to me.
Maybe they were. It's gone national. My parents know about it. It is definitely gone national.
It's all the way on the West Coast. Hey, yeah. When we come back, I want to talk about an asteroid that's going to destroy the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out why Drab was made brand manager.
Interesting. All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 162. Got to let everyone know that go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now and use that promo code Bitties to get 10% every order. I'm waiting on our new shipment of sugar-free Don't Sleep Energy drink, Drabby. I know he has his right now. Where are you hiding those? I don't see them in your office.
This is a sugar one. We have a couple sugar ones left. But after that, we need a refill. I went over to our guy Patrick Price's office, cubicle today and said, hey, can you get hold of the mic too? we need a whole new shipment for the guys. But hey, Don't Sleep is awesome. We love them. It refuels the boys behind the glass. The junkies love it. You guys got to check it out if you haven't yet, or make another purchase. Perfect for those afternoon slogs when it's 2 p.m. and everyone's back to the office.
Yeah,
now.
Everyone's back in the office.
All right, get that Don't Sleep. Put it in your office fridge or in your drawer somewhere. Crack it open late afternoon. Give you that extra service. To finish through the day.
And use that code Bitties and save 10% on every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. Don't Sleep makes you great. Hey, real quick before we get to how Drab was able to conquer corporate America here at Odyssey, we were talking about Adam, and Drab brought up the fact that his Valentine's Day gift was a Nubs Starbucks gift card. He's got to do better, right?
Wait, first off, isn't it great? And props to the Junks. They sniffed that out, and they know that Adam's Nubs, and they go, what did you get her for Valentine's Day? I forgot that Adam is a couple years older than her, so I guess she's 29. And they have been dating about Valdez for well over a year now.
I would say it's almost multiple years.
It might be closing in on 2 years, at least a year and a half.
This isn't their first Valentine's together, though.
No.
Okay.
No. But the relationship is still young enough and hot and heavy, and they are young enough, right?
Okay.
Where even if Adam's Nubs, and he probably is Nubs, right?
All right.
If you can't, he's got to get more creative. If he wants her to get her sized, women love Valentine's Day. We all know this. It's a lot of pressure on guys to come through.
You think they love Valentine's Day?
Women, it's not the gifts. It's not.
It's the appreciation.
It's the appreciation, and they love. Women love romance, right?
Okay.
Nothing says romance like a frappuccino. Okay.
All right.
Like especially a $15.
Yeah, but yeah, if you get like the biggest size there is with all the fixins and everything, and maybe you get a couple espresso shots. It might be more than $15.
I'm going to be honest, and this, if you're in middle school and you got your girlfriend a $15 Starbucks gift card, that would probably be acceptable.
Okay,
Adam.
You're saying Adam's thinking like a middle schooler.
You're 32 years old. There's nothing wrong with the Starbucks gift card. I put one in my wife's stocking every single year. I get those for her. In fact, I probably do it on Valentine's Day too. But you got to romance her more than a Starbucks gift card and take you out to dinner, right?
It depends. This is what
I will
say.
That was late. Adam slept on it. He was too involved in VCU hoops or something, and he slept on. He had the time of his life on Radio Row. Probably spent too much money down there.
He had to tighten up the belt.
Yeah, when he got back.
This is what I will say in defense of Adam. On the outside, it does seem like he almost forgot.
It seems like he forgot.
It does seem that way. But if Valentine's Day isn't a big deal with them as a couple, then I will say it's okay to just do dinner and a gift card. But that's only if they've Bro, verbalized that.
First of all women say it's a defense mechanism. They don't want to be disappointed, right? They don't, so they're going to tell you it's not a big deal. Most women, right?
Uh huh.
By the way, if we have time, there's something I want to get your thoughts on. But I might have to do a little research for it. So maybe I'll save it for next week. I just reminded myself of something about women in relationships. So women, are they always going to tell you it's not a big deal, right? They're not going to, they don't want to put the pressure on you. But in reality, the expectation is you have to come big. I'm not saying a lot of money. You have to put thought into it.
Okay? That's some sort of gesture.
Adam put zero thought into dinner and a gift card. That's the problem. For me, it's not the monetary thing, whatever.
That's what robots think of.
Yes. Like, and I think a big part of it is that they are fresh in a relationship. First 2 years, 3 years, they're not married. This isn't year 15 like the Bickle or 30 like the Bickles, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's acceptable. You guys know each other well enough. Your wife doesn't care.
You've already gotten everybody.
Give me a card, whatever. That's fine. But you are trying to woo this woman. You're trying to possibly find a mate for life, right? You can't be fumbling the ball on Valentine's Day this early in the relationship. And I know Adam loves her, and he's crazy about her. So he doesn't want drama. He doesn't want to screw it up. He forgot. I think he forgot.
But here's
he was
thing.
A last minute. And we've seen Adam's rush jobs before. They're sloppy. All right. Remember when he's rushing to get those videos up? He misspells everything.
I know.
Yeah.
The edits suck.
Yeah.
Adam's a creative guy. That's why. Like dinner in a movie. That's the most uncreative thing in the world.
Was there a movie? I didn't hear.
I know. I'm just saying, like those type of dates, those type of things. Give Adam some advice.
All right.
Right? I want to hear your advice for Adam.
Okay. First thing is experiences. Experiences are huge.
Yeah.
All right. And there's plenty of Groupon stuff out there that you could do, find for half price.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just get creative. I mean, there's things you could do that don't cost anything. First thing you should have done was a handmade card. Not a Hallmark. You think it was a Hallmark card?
No,
probably it was a Publix card. Okay. a handmade card, right?
Right.
With photos of them together, cutouts from a collage of something, right?
Oh, that's very old school.
Some sort of romance trivia thing or a scavenger. Uh-huh. I've done a bunch of scavenger hunts, all right?
Okay.
Those type of things. Those take thought. Now, look, I haven't really done them in a few years, but again, I'm more advanced in the relationship. And
You don't need scavenger hunts where you are in your relationship.
Right.
Okay.
But I also, my wife's angry at me all the time. So don't take marriage advice from me, but I know how to woo a woman. All right.
All right.
And he fumbled it a little bit. Quality time is great. Like they spent a lot of time together, but I think experiences making her feel appreciated. And that just, you have to put in the extra thought into it. What would something that you would say, Valdez?
I would tell Adam that appreciation needs to be at the head of the line right there. You need to make her feel appreciated. Maybe this is what I would do does she have a flower that she loves?
Okay. How about
you know
this?
What I mean?
How
don't have to go get roses, but does she have a flower she loves that you
so
can
say Adam
up?
Had a budget of $200, right?
Okay.
Card, $15 gift card and a night out at Pinky's restaurant.
Yeah, Pinky's. Okay.
By the way, I'm highly questionable that cost $180. I saw the menu. All right. Everything was like $20.
How many drinks did they get at Pinky's?
Right. Either they had 14 drinks each or he fibbed. Adam's a fibber, so it's possible that he greatly exaggerated the price of dinner.
This is what I would do. I would tell Adam that he could go find buy one of those chocolate fountain things and do your own chocolate-covered fruits together in the house.
Oh, like a melting pot type thing?
Yes.
What is that called?
Get your own, like a fondue. Not a fondue.
Fondue,
but,
yeah.
Yeah,
fondue.
But you do chocolate and you maybe get some strawberries, some mango. other fruits you get together.
Here's what I would do.
Maybe go do a chocolate and wine pairing that you could do together.
I think if you got $200 to spend, go to the spa and get her a gift card. Make the handmade card, right? Like the dinner's fine. It's one thing, but you guys go out to dinner all the time. There's nothing special in that. He should have cooked her a meal at home, spent the money he had on a gift for her, like a spa, a getaway, some sort of, you know, a day for you, homemade card, and make it sensual, right?
Oh.
Or maybe lingerie. All right? If they're a little bit hanky and want some hanky panky, but something to make her feel sexy and loved. Not stuffing her with a crab pretzel and
a salmon risotto.
Whatever it was. Sure. Yeah.
Nothing like feeling bloated for sex that night. And you're pounding it and your salmon risotto bellies are smashing together. Right. That bed's jiggling so hard.
You think she felt like bending over when you got back to Scott's edition, Adam, after you stuffed her with all that ricotta?
I mean, can you imagine the sounds that they were making with all that cheese they had?
Adam's belly jiggling all over the place. Come on.
Adam, I didn't know you got a water bed. I didn't. That's my belly.
Adam, we're just kidding.
I know. What about this?
Mm-hmm.
This is old school, but I think they're making a comeback.
All right, I'm very intrigued by this.
All right, and this can be very, very sentimental. They can be customized to your person and what they like and their interests.
Mm-hmm.
But you bite the bullet and you go build a bear with her.
What? That's not a thing.
What do you mean it's not a thing?
I mean, I know it's a thing. It's a thing for children.
That's for children? It used to be for chicks back in the day.
Oh, okay. Now it is coming back to me. You go to the mall.
You go to the mall.
Okay, middle school relationship. All right. You go to, yeah, you're right. You could do that.
Go to the mall. Mm-hmm. What is she like? What are her interests? What is she into? Is she into,
say she's into
gardening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. You make a green thumb bear and build a bear together.
Mm.
Is that cheesy? Okay. Is that cheesy or is that immature?
It's a little cheesy and a little juvenile, but I think it's better than a Starbucks gift card and dinner. But I think those are a waste of money. Like they're way overpriced. He could get better bang for his buck elsewhere.
I just had a billion chicks laugh at me for build a bear.
Hey, you know, it worked for you.
Hey, then after that, you go get your hot dog and lemonade at the food court.
Do you think? Oh, hey, also, why did he skip on flowers?
I don't know. Flowers, or you have
I mean,
to get
you
flowers.
You have to get flowers. That's
they don't have to be roses because the roses are expensive. But no. you get some sort of flower.
Yeah, honestly, you can go to Whole Foods or whatever, any grocery store, and get the $9.99 bouquet. If you had a love letter to her and you came through in the other areas.
What are the fake roses? There's fake roses. What are those, carnations? Aren't there's like roses?
I don't know. Tulips?
No, I think the carnations are rose lookalikes. Go get the fake ones.
I'm going to be honest. When it comes to flowers, I am a bit of a skinflint. I don't like to get the roses. First of all, I think roses always die butt quick, at least in my experience.
I thought they last long.
Maybe they do. In my experience, maybe I kill them. But I try to fool my wife a little bit with all the bright colors. Like a bouquet.
You think she's like a child?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
distracting
her? Like, oh, look at all these beautiful flowers, like all these different flowers on here. Yeah, there are a lot of carnations. You're right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think carnations are the fake
yeah,
rose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get lilies because lilies are for death.
No, yeah.
That's what I learned from It Ends With Us.
My Sarah likes a lot of color, so
it's like a child.
It is. I do get the cheaper flowers a lot of times.
All right, that's our suggestions for Adam.
All right, for next year, Adam, you got to put more thought into it. All right,
okay. So you, congratulations to you. You are what?
Right,
2 weeks into your big promotion.
Longer than that. Well, I don't know.
Three weeks in, maybe a month.
I don't know.
Drab's making some big changes over at the team 980. I know they're gonna focus more on Ravens talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But we saw this study, and it was briefly mentioned on the show today. Mm-hmm. Drab, why don't you read the headline of the study?
Men are injecting their jawlines with bone-like filler for chiseled faces just to rule the boardroom, not the old guy in the office. And that was left in the binder. Finally got about 2 minutes on the show today.
Are you doing Botox injections in your jaw?
No.
Is that why you were promoted?
No, I have a flabby jaw. I've always been a bit of a double chin. Like if I gain weight or any weight, I still have it now. It actually sits underneath my chin. So I'm a little self-conscious of that. I do not have a strong jawline.
Which is also why you remain beardless.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably be a great candidate for a beard. But again, you know my policy.
Yes, your face is fat if you have a beard.
Nothing I've said on the show has gotten me more hate DMs than when I said beards are for fat guys.
Yeah.
I took so many arrows for that.
This study and trend is interesting to me because I kind of like the idea that the Patrick Batemans of the world are and I'm not saying the psycho person, but I'm saying like the guy who is working at the firm and then is a handsome guy is getting a seat at the boardroom. I like the idea that the hot CEO is making a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I think, and Cakes brought up the mewing, and props to Cakes for being locked in on that. This is said it's a more permanent and sophisticated method of mewing. Hey, mew for me for a second. Let's see if you...
What's... Oh.
No. Just tongue at the top.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That actually, I'm gonna be honest, that took a quarter inch off each side of your face. But you got to learn how to smile, dude. It looked like you were like holding a fart or something.
I was like Zoolander.
You got to work on it, but it does tighten it up for sure. But you can't do that all day long. I'm intrigued by more males getting treatment done to their bodies, right? It's not just for women anymore. You know, I'm a big proponent of hair transplant.
Yeah,
and looking your best. If it makes you feel good, why not?
Right.
But there is, I think, something to be said for a strong, powerful man being in charge. It goes back to the very beginning of time, does it not?
Yeah, the alpha in charge.
Of course. And if you've got a chiseled jawline, it's a power move. It's automatically intimidating, but this guy is a shot caller.
This is the underlying, well, you have to read between the lines of what they're saying. That if you are a slob, you have a glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like people don't take you people don't take you seriously.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's right, and then it's probably wrong. And you can be a slob and be the smartest guy in the room, but if you have the look, people will listen to you more. People will follow your direction more than if you are some sort of fat slob with a big brown face, balding.
It can be done, but you got to be extra elite, I think. Right.
You have to be genius level.
And that, elite. I think, has to go for men and women. I mean, we all know that hot women get plenty of advantages in life. What do they call that? What's it called? Privilege, right?
Okay.
All right, privilege. There's definitely hot girl privilege. I'm not breaking any news there. Hey, what do you think about this? By the way, I love Google AI, right? The recap that it gets you for it's not all, it's you got to like weed through it and get rid of a lot of the garbage. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's just so much better than it used to be. So I just typed in coaches with a strong jawline. All right.
Okay.
Listen to Mount Rushmore of coaches.
Bill Cowher has got to be on there.
Well, he's got the chin. I don't even know if this is true, but this is some coaches often noted for having a strong jawline include John Gruden.
All right.
Urban Meyer.
Oof.
Nick Saban.
Oof.
Bill Belichick. Tom Coughlin and Jim Harbaugh. There's some great coaches on there. Now, I don't know if Bill Belichick has a strong jawline, but maybe in his younger days he did. Yeah.
It also shows that presentation matters. Mm-hmm. How you dress. It's how you dress, how you look to other people. That matters. Mm-hmm. And maybe it shouldn't, but it does.
I feel like you've had more, like you've been really invested in the story all week. And I've heard you say the name Patrick Bateman like 15 times. First off, what is your obsession with Patrick Bateman?
Well, I'm just
and
saying.
And why are you so intrigued by the story? Is this something that you feel like you need to take the next step in your career? Or are you going to just pour beer with your fat, sloppy face?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks. I don't have a very a good framework for
I think you do.
No. I meant for the corporate America. Oh. So that's why I keep referring to Patrick Bateman because he works for was it a law company?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know the company he works for, but they're trading white business cards back and forth. They're always eating at Darcy or something.
Honest, I've never sat
Dorsey. Dorsey.
I've watched bits and pieces of that movie.
That's my frame of reference for corporate America.
Right, here, but I'm going to try to make you feel better. Okay. This is the truth.
Are you saying that I've missed out?
No,
I missed out because I need to take better care of myself.
Here's what I will say. You actually have the features to pull this off.
Oh, okay.
Intrigued. You have facial structure wise, a much more manly face than me. I have a oval round face, just a lot of baby fat.
And you're just droopy.
Yeah.
Droopy cheeks.
I should tell you what happened at Harris Teeter the other day to me, but okay. But I will
just
say.
Give me my shine. All right. Let me play along.
All right.
It looks like, what's the cartoon? Droopy dog. You look like Droopy dog.
I know.
Dog.
Okay. All right. What is the sheriff dog? Yeah, Debbie dog?
Yeah, Debbie dog.
All right. I got it. Facial structure wise, your natural structure of your face is actually very strong.
Explain that to me.
You have high cheekbones and you have a miniature like
jawline.
Like John Gruden. Like, no, it is more rectangular.
I have kind of a point.
And it meets your chin very well.
Okay.
Now, look, you have an obsession with being as big as possible and lifting as much as possible. If you go, I bet you the pictures of you on your Get Huge Club days when you were like 175 pounds and you were just ripped shit with muscle, lean muscle, you were hot. You were sexy. Okay, sexy. You're always hot, but you were sexy. All right.
Okay.
I think if you lean out, Valdez, right?
All right.
If you lean out a little bit, stop obsessing on lifting as much as possible.
Okay.
Comb your hair.
This is from the headphones.
I know, but I'm saying like on a date night for you or something. Okay. Like that. Like you could be.
Hey, you've seen me where I've combed my hair and I have product in it.
Like if you put on a suit, right? A nice suit.
You saw me at.
That was a funeral. Everyone was crying and watery eyes.
I know, but I looked good. I had my hair done and I had a suit on.
All right, but you haven't leaned out yet.
Okay. All right.
So I'm just saying you have the structure to pull off the boardroom power. All right. I'm just letting you know it's in you. It's in there.
Okay.
All right. So just think about that when you're stuffing your face this weekend. That it's not going to get you where you want to be.
So you're saying I can advance in my career if I lose weight and dress better?
A little bit. I'm just saying you have the facial structure to be a boss. All right?
Do you know what my best physical characteristic is?
What's that?
My easy ability to tan and keep a tan.
You do have a great tanning skin tone. I've been always been jealous of that.
I don't know what it is. It's like I've been I'm a snowbird down in Florida. Mm-hmm. I just have the tannest skin, and for whatever reason, my skin will stay tan for the entire winter.
You don't have that smooth olive skin like George Clooney or something like that. It's a little more rednecky, okay. But you do have a tan. I don't know. Maybe it's all that golf you're playing, even in the winter.
It's so much so that people think I'm Hispanic.
That's because they call you Valdez.
It's that and the combination of the skin tone.
I could see it. You do have good tanning.
Look, I mean, look at my look how tan
I know,
my hands are.
I know.
Look at that. You look like a ghost.
I'm a pale Irish guy over here.
I still have a golf tan when I'm naked from the golf season.
I had never really thought about that about you, but that is something that is a point for you for sure.
Look how tan my face is.
It is. No tan lines all the way down.
Right.
Yeah. All right, hey, so this is what happened. Hey, back to me. Back to me. So I'm at Harris Teeter on Sunday, and I'm wearing like a black trench coat. not like a Columbine trench coat. It was like a J. Crew. It's a nice one, right? I got on a collared shirt, a zip up. I don't know. Like, it's cold out, right? And I'm wearing a beanie.
Would you just come from church or something?
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. So it was like 11:15 right after church on Sunday. And I'm checking out, and there's a kid there who's like high school or just after, right? Okay. And he's kind of weird. I'll be honest, he was a little weird, a little off.
Okay. Does Maury teach him?
Maybe on the spectrum, right? I don't know. He was like bouncing around, and he goes, you look very nice today.
Oh, and he wasn't hitting on you.
Nah, it wasn't that. He was just like jocking me, kind of thing. And
that's true, because most people, when they go to the grocery store, they are dressed as slobs.
There's so many slobs at the grocery store.
A billion slobs.
So many flannel pajama pants. And I was like, hey, thanks, man. And he was like, what are you doing today? Why are you dressed like that? And I was like, oh, actually, I just came from Mass, and I go to the church up there on the street. And he goes, oh, that's where I live. That's where me and my dad live, or something. He goes, he just dropped me off here right before my shift, and he goes to church or something like that. And he goes, I should go with him sometime. He's like talking to himself, and I'm just like, I'm like, all right. And he goes, I should go sometime. And I follow, I come in with it's nice to have to fall back on someday if you need it, right?
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. Like, I literally didn't mean it. I'm not, just believe me, I'm like, not converting anybody. I'm minding my own business.
You recruiting out there?
No, not at all. Not at all. My MYOB. But I just threw that out there. I didn't know what to really to say to him when he said that. I said, it's not nice to fall back on if you need it someday. And then he looked at me and he goes, what do you mean by someday? He goes, you're not very old. And I go, look at him and I go, how old do you think I am? And he looked at me up and down, maybe was checking me out. And he goes, I don't know, 25?
Nah.
I swear to God, I started laughing. I go, dude, come on. And he goes, honestly, he goes, you look young to me. I have no idea. So I do what I always do. I took my beanie off. And he goes,
showed him your bald head.
He goes, okay. And he goes, you have great complexion. And he goes, what do you put lotion on all the time or creamers and stuff? I go, no. I go, honestly, you know what it is? I don't drink. I think that's it. And he goes, I think I'm going to try that or something. I go, all right, man. Good. Best of luck. See you at church. Yeah, I
know. By the way, Drive's been clinging to that story. Drive's been clinging to a compliment from a mentally challenged boy for 2 weeks.
Ago. It was 4 days ago.
No, okay. A week ago.
Hey, has anybody told you look 25 recently?
No.
They thought you were one of the junkies last night. Are you Cakes? Is this one of your partners on the Junkies? I'll never forget that. And he thought I was Cakes' son. And we were standing right next to each other. Who was it? Richard Simmons. And JP's mom's wake.
Yeah, it was JP's mom's wake. Yeah.
Cakes, which one of the Junkies is this? Are you Cakes' son, Kurt?
You know, everyone go tell Drab that he looks young today. That'll make him feel good. All right. Thank you very much for listening. We'll give you guys an update on Drab and my meetup.
Yeah, we'll see if it's approved from CK, first off. All right.
Hey, let's do a South Carolina listener meetup.
Oh, you might be onto something. Me and three other people. All right. A lot. Oh, we could do Bit Season. We don't have to skip Bit Season that week, maybe.
Oh, we'll do a live taping of Bit Season from Hilton Head.
From the Giuseppes. All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Later.